And welcome back again. We are broadcasting live from Westworld in Scottsdale, Arizona, the 60th annual Arabian Horse Show. And I'm here with Jim Hyten of Right Now and Hyten, a great law firm. And Jim, you're one of the sponsors, I believe,
yes,
of the show.
Out here for a couple of years. So, yeah, we really enjoy being part of the show. It's just a great event. So.
Well, this is fantastic because the weather is absolutely beautiful, blue skies. What is it, maybe 70, 85? I don't know. That's a wide range, but probably in its near 80, I think. We see some of these beautiful horses walking by. They have some shows going on and contests. And we're now joined by someone who put this whole thing together. I can't imagine anyone putting such a great show together. Terrell O'Shea, Executive Director, Arabian Horse Show Association of Arizona. Terrell,
yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
You are more than welcome. This is amazing. I bet your planning starts from, like, when this show is over, it starts again, right?
Absolutely. We can say, actually, we start planning 20 years in advance because we just signed a 20-year contract with the city of Scottsdale.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So I'm going to say 20 years in advance.
So you're telling me in 20 years, Jim and I are going to be here for the 80th annual Arabian Horse Show.
And we will have a little area here. Actually, we'll have signage for you. Absolutely.
Oh, that would be sort of cool.
Yeah.
Is that good, Jim?
Yes, that's great. Well, I read about that, and that is really terrific that you've got it tied up for like 20 more years.
Yes.
Because this is such an important event for Scottsdale, actually the whole valley.
Absolutely. I agree.
It's beginning to be, actually, from the time the Arabian Farm Tours start in January through February of the show, it's just almost a continuous Arabian time now.
Absolutely. All Arabian all the time is what we're going for.
That's great.
Now, how long, Terrell, have you been involved with the association?
I've been the executive director for 18 years. I started out as a volunteer. I had moved to the United States from Canada and saw a sign on the road that said Horse Show On Now. And so I came out and asked if I could volunteer, and that was almost 20 years ago. So in different capacities, 20 years.
You don't have a Canadian accent. I don't sense one.
I've been trying to go incognito because there's so many Canadians here now. They just gravitate towards you. So
where in Canada did you come
from? Calgary, Alberta.
Nice. Are you a hockey fan?
I am. I love hockey.
We have a show called Real Hockey Talk, and we love hockey as well. Calgary
Flames.
Your team?
Yeah. I grew up Oilers because I grew up in northern Alberta, but when I moved to Calgary, it became the Flames.
And
now the Coyotes, obviously.
Now you're the...
Okay.
Well, so tell us a little bit more. So you and your staff put this whole program together, this whole show. What are some of the challenging moments? What are the rewards that you... that you notice? Give us a little brief synopsis of how this is for you.
Absolutely. I'm going to start kind of like from the beginning, the setup. Some of the challenges that we have are setting up everything, pulling everything together. Of course, the details of an event are immense. And there's so few of us that work on this event that it's a big undertaking that we take a lot of pride in. But we do everything from setting up we have to bring in 2,000 stalls from around the world because we have so many horses here. We have 2,400 horses that come to the Scottsdale Arabian Horse Show, but we have over 3,000 stalls that need to be set up. We bring in all of the infrastructure, the tents, and it's gotten a lot easier since the city of Scottsdale built the Tony Nelson Equestrian Center. It's become a lot easier for us, but we still have to bring in all the infrastructure. People that have come to this facility and it's not during the Scottsdale Arabian Horse Show can't believe what it looks like because they think these barn fronts are, you know, they happen all the time, but that's very distinctly an Arabian mm-hmm. setup. But some of the, you know, we promote this horse show around the world, and it's why we attract people from all over the globe. We bring in our VIPs, which are our corporate sponsors. Thank you. Our corporate sponsors, our patrons. So it's bringing those logistics together to make sure that they get promotion, they get treated well. We have a VIP lounge. You know, we try to give perks that will help expose their businesses as well as make them feel special. We have the schedule in itself. We have over 900 classes. So trying to schedule 6 or 7 different arenas with competition is a challenge in itself. And there's no other show in the world that does that.
I have noticed that. I mean, it seems like it is like constant action out here. If you don't like what's going on at one arena, you can walk down the way and find something else you like in another arena. It's just constant.
Absolutely. And what we've done over the years is we've tried to make this not just a horse show. It is a family event. So people can come out and be entertained. We have different events, not only competitions, but we have different events where they can come and paint a pony. They can learn the behind the scenes action that takes place to get these horses prepared. They can sit on a horse, get their picture taken, and we dress these horses in native costume and let them put on a native costume, which is specifically Arabian. You don't see any other breeds put on these native costumes. It's the costumes they used to wear through the desert to keep the horses cool. And now they're much more flamboyant. They have sequins and jewels and stuff. But we let kids come in, take their picture on top of an Arabian horse. And the Arabian horse is such a family animal. And so we just try to expose different families to that at this event.
So what it sounds like, what you're saying, it's sort of like the Super Bowl, which was just here. It's not just a game. It's an event surrounding, you know, a week, 2 weeks. Now they got the Pro Bowl here a week before. And that's what this is. It's just not a contest, a show, but you're making it into an event bigger than what actually happens here so people can enjoy.
Absolutely.
That must take so many different skill sets, from administration to detail to thinking strategically, from marketing, administration. I mean, you got to be the perfect business person.
Well, I am not, but thank you. Thank you
right,
very
Jim?
Much.
I mean, it sounds like
it. Just the logistics of it seem amazing. We've heard that there's like 2,400 horses out here. I mean, how many people do you think are going to come to the show during its run?
We'll have over 300,000 people that'll come to the show over 11 days.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That really is, considering, you know, the Phoenix Open, I've heard it's about 500,000, but golf is sort of on the map probably more than Arabian horses, and that's quite an accomplishment to have 300,000. That is fantastic.
Yeah, and what's unique about this event is the horse people like to acclimate the horses, so they'll come here for 2 weeks prior to the start of the show. So they'll fill the hotels, the restaurants. The impact on Scottsdale is huge. This event brings people here for almost a month.
Well, that's what I was looking at, too, is that the impact on the community, Scottsdale, just the whole valley. This is really an event that we can't afford to lose. I mean, I was so happy to see that it's tied up for another 20 years. That's a big deal. And, you know, it gets some press, but it doesn't get as much press as it should, really.
Yeah, I agree. And we're really proud of that because we, as you know, negotiating contracts can be a difficult process. And,
yes.
And we were glad that the city sees the value in us being here. Mm-hmm. And then we emptied up $10 million over a 20-year period to the debt service for them to improve the facility. And so that, you know, that helped the city see that we're vested for a long time in the city and that this event is Scottsdale. I mean, we call it the Scottsdale Arabian Horse Show. And so the city sees the value in that. And we were able to negotiate a long-term contract.
That is fantastic. Let me ask you this. Is there an educational component during the year, not just here, to almost an educational marketing component. So I think the more people understand and get involved, the more likely they would be either participating or just attending. Do you have anything like that?
We do. We do clinics, seminars, and events throughout the year to not only educate Arabian horse people, but to attract new people to the industry and teach them about these wonderful animals. So we are a nonprofit, and our ultimate goal is to expose people to Arabian horses, teach them about it. We get more people here at the horse show that will come to the seminars and clinics, but we do that all year long.
Tell me a little bit about the association. I mean, is it a prerequisite you have to own an Arabian horse to be part of the association, or what's kind of the association all about in terms of the members and who participates?
Our association is open to anyone, and the common thread is a love of Arabian horses. You do not need to own an Arabian. In fact, much of our amateur committee are older ladies who have always wanted a horse, have never had one, but like to be around them. So they'll help us with our parades and our trail rides, and they just like the sense of community. And the Arabian horse brings a wonderful group of people that are not only animal lovers, but typically they love to do things. They love animals, and so we just have a really good group of members that come from all over the place that just want to be involved in something special.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I could tell your passion, and it's interesting you said how you started. You're coming from Canada. You stopped here. There it is. The rest is history. But what was the first thing that drew you, not just to your job, but to this industry?
Well, I've always been a horse lover. Oh. I've had horses my whole life, and this event you have to experience, and it just pulls you in. It really, the people are wonderful, and what really got me interested is just the different facets of things that you need to pull together to make something run seamlessly. And I think this is a wonderful event that is always a challenge to have it run smoothly, because you have so many different people and things going on. But I just love that aspect of it.
So during the day, I think it's from the 12th to the 22nd, I believe.
Yes.
So people should get out here while it's here.
Yes.
And enjoy this. But what's your typical day during this time frame? Are you being called all over the place?
Yes, absolutely.
Whoa.
We have probably 200 people that come in to work this horse show from all over the world. We have bringing announcers and grounds crew and people, you know, that hang signs or make sure the rings run seamlessly. And everyone has a radio.
Makes sense.
So we have 16 channels.
Oh.
And security's on one, paramedics are on another, veterinarians are on another one. But yeah, it's running. Typically, I'm like the problem solver, the troubleshooter once the show starts, just going from place to place solving problems, because people are brought in to run different areas. And
yeah.
I love that part of my job.
You know, the other thing I like about this show is that, and I have people that I talk to about it, and they'll say, well, I don't know if I'm going to go out because, who wants to? I'm just going to see this horse with somebody riding dressage and, you know, that I'm not really interested in that. And I go, no, you've got reining. You've got all these different other types of competitions that you, as I say, you could kind of figure out what you like. I mean, how many different competitions are there? I mean, you have reining, you have the park horses, you've got.
We have over 950 classes, which are individual competitions, and there's 30 some odd divisions. We added a couple new divisions this year, which are really interesting. I did get a chance to go out and watch the Western Dressage, which a lot of people will know about dressage because it's an Olympic sport,
right.
But it's like the The horses go in the arena individually, and it's like a dance or a ballet that they perform. And they're always in very beautiful English clothing, which are the white breeches and the tall black boots and the top hats. And we added Western dressage, which was really a neat addition this year.
Ah.
And then the English trail, where they're all in the, you'd think of fox hunt, where they're all in the red jackets and jumping over things. They do trail obstacles. And then, of course, the ranch sorting, which has been a popular event in the Arabian world lately, because they get to be cowboys, jump on their horses, and sort some cows, and that'll be on Sunday.
Sort of like a rodeo?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's there are just so many different classes. I mean, that's what I say. It's if you don't like one thing, you'll find something that you like.
Yeah,
so.
Yep, absolutely.
That is absolutely incredible. And then one last question. The business community, easy to pull together?
The business community does see the value. In, yeah, absolutely. I mean, our commercial exhibitors, we have over 300 commercial exhibitors set up around the grounds, and we have a waiting list of approximately 200 that would like to get in. But our goal is to make this successful for anyone who comes to the show. So we limit how many can come and what category they're in. But yeah, the businesses see the value in the Scottsdale show.
Usually when I bring my wife, we get to the vendor area, and then that's about an hour or so before we get into to see the horses. So I keep trying to push her along and say, let's go see the horses.
That is so cool.
It's
so there is something for everyone.
Yeah, there is.
That's the key. And okay, well, let's take a quick break, and we're going to get the past president on, Janice McCray, and Terrell O'Shea, executive director for the Arabian Horse Association of Arizona. Thank you so much.
You
do a great job, by the way.
Thank you very much.
You are more than welcome. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. And welcome back again. This is Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. We are live here at Westworld in Scottsdale for the 60th Annual Arabian Horse Show. And I'm Dave Isaac alongside Jim Hyten from Right Now and Hyten, great law firm in Phoenix, and a sponsor, I might say,
that's right.
Of this
that's
great right. Arabian Horse Show. And so far, this has been amazing.
It has been.
The interviews. And I could see, Jim, why you love this. And I do think you should buy a horse for your wife. What do you think? You've heard it here a lot.
You won't get any argument from her. So,
okay. Yeah. These are cool. We should, I mean, imagine having, you always, as kids, you say, I want a pony. And have you ever experienced that? Maybe you didn't want a pony.
I don't know. I was born and raised here, but I never had a horse or got into horses. But this show is special because it is it's having anything that's been here for 60 years in this community is pretty amazing.
It really is.
You know, so I think that's why this is such an important show. And like we talked about in the previous segment, the idea that they've signed an agreement with the city of Scottsdale to keep it here for another 20 years. That is huge.
That's a big event.
Huge.
Let's bring in Janice McCray White, I should say, past president and board on the board for over 30 years.
Yes, I've been on the board for over 30 years.
That is incredible. What drew you to this particular event to participate that long and with passion?
Well, my mom and dad got into the Arabian horse business in 1959 back in Ohio. And we came out here to the Scottsdale Show for the first time in 1968. And I've always wanted to live in Scottsdale from the first time I ever came to the show. And actually, my parents came here even before 1968. And it's just an amazing place to watch the Arabian horse. And the highest quality horses are exhibited here. And I've always wanted to live here and be a part of it. And so from the time I moved here, we were actually working for LASMA at the time, doing their marketing. And then I stayed, and I just love it here. I love the horse show. Everyone I know, love, and care about depends on the Arabian Horse Show. It's just a big part of our lives and always has been. It's like a family reunion every year.
Which is sort of fun because you get to see you know, some of the same people, new people, the passion. You could probably just sense it. And the countdown begins, what, probably, what, 90 days before the anticipation of the show coming?
Oh, yes. Actually, we start working on this horse show the year before. And now that we have all these futurity programs, we actually, like tonight, we have the Signature Stallion Auction. So people will bid on the breedings on those horses. They will breed their mares this year. The babies will be born next year. And the year after that, they'll be out here showing. So it's actually a long-term project, and it's very, very profitable. We actually won the futurity last year and won almost $34,000.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty nice.
A horse by our stallion out of our mare, born right here in Scottsdale, about 2 miles from here.
See, Jim, another reason to buy a horse.
That's right.
That's what I'm thinking. So as past president, what's your duties now, and how do you participate? It's got to be full-time situation, I suspect.
Well, actually, it's volunteer time, obviously. Mm-hmm. We have very few paid employees here. The board of directors actually functions as head of individual committees. I actually set that up 4 or 5 years ago when I was pregnant.
Okay.
Pregnant. President! That's funny.
Is there something you want to tell
me? Yeah. No. No, but when I was president, I decided to set up a finance committee,
right,
a PR committee, a marketing committee, and so that each board of director heads up one of those committees, like the volunteer committee and things like that. And so everyone has a job. I thought it was better for everyone to work on one job than to do a little bit of everything. So that's how we've kind of structured our club, kind of like a company, as opposed to just a social gathering. So it's not just an honorary job to just be a board of director. You have to actually do some work.
How many are on the board?
We have 11 on the board of directors, including the officers.
And what's the term? How often?
The officers have to run every year, and with a maximum of 4 years. Mm-hmm. And then the board of directors have a 2-year term with 2 consecutive term limits.
Okay.
So, but you can trade around and, you know, maybe be president 1 year, vice president another year. And that way we maintain some continuity, and we have people that really know what they're doing and have some experience on the board of directors, and it works out very, very well.
How has the association grown over the last 30 years? I mean,
we have approximately 650 members now.
Okay.
But just like a lot of organizations, the same people are active every year, and a lot of people. In order to participate in the shows, you have to be a member.
Okay.
So.
Oh, okay.
So you have to be a member of AHA, of which we're an affiliate. So that's why we have so many members.
Oh, okay.
A lot of them are for out of state, too. So.
Okay.
That aren't active locally. Then we have the youth organization within our organization. And it's really nice that the youth get involved, and hopefully they'll remain Arabian horse owners down the road.
And during the year, if you're, let's say, a member of the association,
seminars and some social activities too. We have a big Christmas party at the casino that they sponsor for us, and we like to have activities that involve the families. We have a couple of fun shows that a lot of people can participate on a fun basis and not something as serious as the Scottsdale show.
So, you know, with all the organizations, associations out here in Phoenix, what would you tell people if someone's looking to get involved in a certain association? Why the Arabian Horse Association?
Well, I think it offers a very good activity for the whole family to be involved in. Although there are some very, very expensive Arabian horses, there are some very affordable ones as well. We have lots of stables here in town that kids can take riding lessons, adults can take riding lessons, and get involved from that standpoint. There are opportunities to lease horses as opposed to buying them.
Oh.
And it's just really interesting that people can get involved at whatever level that they deem possible. And you don't have to have a horse property or a farm. There are lots of places you can keep your horse and and be involved that way.
So leasing horses, is there lease options, too, to buy?
There are lease options are available. A lot of people have a horse that perhaps maybe their daughter or son has gone off to college or something, and they still have this talented horse that are, you know, suitable for a junior exhibitor rider. And they can either sell it or lease it to maybe a new junior rider. And a lot of the trainers here, we're very blessed here in the Valley to have some of the leading trainers in the country in residence right here.
Can this show get any bigger?
You know, it can get bigger. It kind of reaches a point where the more horses you have, the expenses go up as well. That means you have to bring in more loudspeakers, more barns, more everything. And the way it is now, it's, to me, it's an ideal size right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you're not quite, when you say bigger, let me clarify this. Bigger in attendance or bigger in participation within the show?
Bigger as far as the horses go.
Yeah.
I think we...
You're at 2,400 now.
I like that number right there.
Okay.
The horses go in approximately a little under four classes per horse. So that equates to about 10,000 entries, which is huge. It is far and away the biggest Arabian horse show in the world.
Oh.
And from the commercial exhibit standpoint, it is big.
Yes.
We have beautiful facilities now, thanks to the city of Scottsdale for recognizing the economic impact that the show has. And it's just amazing. We try to make it so that everybody that comes to participate from a commercial standpoint has a chance of making some money. You know, we could have 400 jewelers if we want to.
Right,
but we don't want to do that. We want to take care of the people who have been coming long term. There are people that have been here for 30, 40 years. So,
is that
right?
From a commercial exhibit standpoint, yes.
Well, having 300,000 people in the time frame you're open, I mean, that's a lot of people coming through here.
Right. It's amazing. And we try to make a lot of activities even for the children.
Yeah.
We have the Paint a Pony and the barn tours and everything. And it's just really nice to see people participate. It's funny, in my other business, I sell water. We own a company that sells water treatment systems, and I've gone to give people tickets, and they like say, "Oh, we've come every year anyway."
Really?
Yeah. And in the Paint a Pony contest, I've gone into people's home on other business and seen our Paint a Ponies on their mantle that the kids have gotten at our horse show. So it's pretty exciting. I was talking to a lady the other day, and I gave them tickets, and they said, "Oh, good, our daughter flies out every year just to come to go to the Arabian Horse Show."
Wow.
Well, I think this is one of the best organized events that I go to with that many people. I mean, there's another unnamed event here in town that has a lot of people go to that's really hard to get in and out, and you're walking and walking and walking. This event just seems to be so well organized. The parking is convenient. You walk right in. You know, as I say, you go into the vendors area first, or you can then go see the horses. It's just so well organized and laid out. I think it really is a very spectator-friendly kind of event.
Right, and we've been blessed with amazing weather this week.
Yes.
And but even if it does rain, especially now with the new building, we're good. So hopefully for the and I'm sure sometime in the next 20 years we're going to have some rain at some point. So.
Well, that's a good question. You've been a board member for 30-plus years. How many times has it rained during this event?
It's rained quite a few times.
Oh, really?
A couple years ago we had snow. So.
Snow?
Really?
Really? I don't remember that part.
That was 2 years ago we had snow.
Really? Wow.
And almost always we have rain. Since we are a two-weekend-long event,
the
chances of getting a little bit of rain in February usually pretty good.
Now, see, I thought they'd save the rain for the Phoenix Open.
Well, they did this year.
Because it always usually rains at the Phoenix Open. So.
Yes, it did this year, too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, Phoenix and this area, you know, with Scottsdale, really been blessed with major events this last 2 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, for Super Bowl, the Phoenix Open, the Arabian Horse Show.
The Pro Bowl.
Yeah, the Pro Bowl. Can it get any better than that? This is, like, amazing.
It's just amazing. And the economic impact on these events are just... The last study that we did on the Scottsdale Show, which was years ago, was $52 million in this immediate local area.
Is that
area.
Right?
So,
you know, it doesn't surprise me, though.
I mean,
it really does have a lot of impact.
And that doesn't even include the people that buy real estate here, because a lot of people buy...
Yeah.
Homes and condos and farms and things like that.
Amazing. So. Now, I want to clarify something. To be a member or to join the association, you do not have to own a horse or participate.
No, no. Mm-mm.
So that's sort of cool. It opens up a lot of people to get sort of the inside perspective of what's going on.
Exactly. And we try to do a lot of educational things that people can learn about the Arabian horse, get involved in the social aspect of it, and make it interesting for a lot of people.
That's just amazing. I think this would be a great opportunity for people to join. And, of course, you can how do people know or where would they go to your website?
You can go to our website, which is scottsdaleshow.com. And then, you know, a lot of people join because they want to be volunteers and work at the horse show.
Mm, okay.
We have volunteers that take their vacation time so they can donate time to the horse show.
Wow.
There's something like 3,600 hours assigned volunteer hours that people can work at the show.
Wow.
Which is nice for them and for the association and for the whole show.
Yeah, a lot of people like to get involved. It's a fun event and... People really enjoy it. So.
That is very, very cool. So just another question. We're pretty much out of time, but what are some, you've been involved over 30 years. Any special memories that you want to share that, you know, really stood out for you?
Well, for me personally, I've had a lot of success at the horse show over the years. A stallion that I imported from Australia was junior champion in 2004.
Wow.
And he's gone on, and his children have done very well in the past, like the filly that won the Futurity last year. And, we meet a lot of people here from around the world, and it's very exciting to... I'm actually an international judge. I judge all over the world. I judged in 10 different countries last year.
Oh, my gosh.
So
lucky you're here in Arizona. Of course, you would be here right now. But
yes.
So you're traveling a lot.
I do travel a lot.
Your favorite place to travel?
I love to judge in South America. I like the horses there. I'm actually judging quite a bit in Europe this year, Belgium and Germany and Holland. And
you've been in Brazil?
Several times.
So let me ask you one question on this. My favorite type of restaurant is Brazilian steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
Do they have the best in Brazil?
Absolutely, no question.
Have you been there, Jim?
No, I never have.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
They have good ones in Argentina as well.
I've heard that,
too. All the grass-fed beef. In fact, I'm going there next month to judge, and I'm looking forward to the beef.
It's
good. And the Malbec wine.
So in the United States, I fibbed a little bit. I have a second question. Favorite Brazilian steakhouse in the United States?
Well, here the Pulga de Chao is the best one.
The one in Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is very cool. Wow. So, Jim, any other questions? Or?
No, I mean, I like the fact that, you know, this international flavor to the Arabian horse, because it seems like that just gives it more strength.
Amazing.
Rather than just depending on the United States economy, it's a worldwide kind of...
It is. It's the business has become very, very global. In fact, in the international classes the other night, the champion stallion is owned by a prince from Saudi Arabia that my brother works for.
Wow. Really?
So we had the privilege of having a $1 million horse here the other night. So
significant, huh?
Really?
Very significant.
Yeah.
And he's a beautiful horse.
That is incredible. Janice McCray White, past president, board member for 30-plus years of the Arabian Horse Association of Arizona. Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate you.
You're most welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
And Jim Hyten, this has been a great day again, just like last year. And we'll have to do it every year, right?
We need to do this because we need to get the word out. And people know that it's out here. And they need to come see it to understand what it's all about.
It's fantastic out here. And this is, of course, Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. If you want to hear a replay of this close to 3-hour broadcast, go to breakradioshow.com under archives, under Practical Business Solutions. hear this entire three-hour broadcast. It's been amazing. Thanks to Greg Isaac, our great producer, and we'll see everyone soon.